This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We are feeling good. We got a great show for you guys today. The Orioles scored a billion runs yesterday. I just think Alabama made another three-pointer against BYU. So we're feeling good. We got a good show coming up over the next 30 minutes. Danny Burke going to join us here in moments, get his thoughts on opening day and preview the MLB season. We're also going to have Shane Jackson join us later on, talk some baseball with Shane, also dive in to the NBA. We had some breaking news, the Grizzlies firing Taylor Jenkins. Get Shane's thoughts on that. And then, of course, we'll dive into college basketball. We got four more Sweet 16 games tonight. We got two Elite Eight games on Saturday that we will dive into. And then also we will look at today's MLB card. It's going to be an awesome show. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, chime in. Let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Send in any questions that you have for us, and we'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Friday. We go to the Glasser guest line. Danny Burke joins us. Give Danny a follow on X at DannyBurke5. Betting in DFS for Stochastic and Odds Shopper as well. Danny, great having you on the show, man. We had opening day yesterday. A lot of good games, a lot of interesting results. Any big takeaways from opening day for you?
Yeah, happy to be here, PJ. Thanks for having me on. And look, we're pumped baseball's back. My bankroll isn't necessarily a tough opening day for myself, losing a couple, but hey, that's what the beginning of the season is, right? That's a huge takeaway, is just, again, reminding yourself from a betting perspective that the volatility is present in the beginning stages of this season. And despite playing all these spring training games, there's still a major learning curve and a big process to get back into a steady rhythm for a lot of these ball players. I mean, you look at like that Kansas City Cleveland game yesterday, the base running blunder in the eighth that the Royals had, just stuff like that that you think these guys would have down to a T. It's still a learning process for a lot of them, not actually in terms of the sport itself, but just getting back into the mojo of everything. So again, just kind of reminding yourself the volatility, the overreactions, I would say, honestly, you know, from both a Chicago team standpoint. How about the White Sox starting off with a dub? The Angels looking like the team that everybody's envisioning them to be, which is very, very bottom of the barrel. And again, even though it's one game, I do think the Sox are going to be more of a feisty, competitive bunch, certainly coming in with a chip on their shoulder. How could you not, with how they ended up last year? And then me being a Cubs fan, you know, hoping that, hey, this Cubs offense can come alive in most games. I mean, you know, getting a nice dub over the Diamondbacks in their pseudo opening day after going across the world to get their butt spanked by the Dodgers. It was nice to see their offense come alive against a good pitcher yesterday. So from a, you know, kind of fan standpoint, those were some of my biggest takeaways.
Danny, how do you approach usually betting baseball early on in the season, right? Because these lines aren't sharp at this point. We're all kind of going off projections and obviously what these guys have done in year past. Like, a lot of times, are bets just for you all about the number that you get? Are you looking for certain pitching matchups? What's kind of your approach here early on in the season?
Yeah, and this is the same thing I, again, have to not only remind myself, but a lot of people as well who will come up and talk baseball and betting, and it's just tread lightly, right? I mean, be very cautious with the bets you're going to make. And that's more so to the extent of, like you said, like, you know, baseball's such an analytically driven sport, and that's why I love it from a betting perspective. But we don't have full access and a comfortable data set until, in my opinion, you at least get to about middle of May. But even at the beginning of May, I start feeling more comfortable trusting some of those projections and more comfort with what we've seen from these players and especially the pitchers about a month in. So right now, we're really just going off what we saw in spring training, what we saw from last year. And that doesn't mean it's going to completely coincide with the beginning stages of the season. So again, there's going to be that volatility. You have to understand that the underdogs are probably going to be a lot more alive at this beginning stage, because whether it's mispriced or we're just not sure how to book these teams in general or from an overall perception basis, all those things come into play. And also from a player prop standpoint as well, that's kind of an area that I like to attack a little bit more. So you talk about mispricing. I mean, all of that correlates with the props too. And then later in the year, then it starts getting to a really good number and the books figure it out a lot more efficiently. But right now, I certainly look at, you know, unders because of the weather and everybody's getting acclimated, the props because of the mispricing, and try to get more into the underdog scene and not lay as big of favorites this early on because everybody's just getting used to everything. And again, there's just so many more ups and downs with the teams at this early stage.
A lot of good advice there. We're talking with Danny Burke here on Send It In. Make sure you guys follow Danny on X at DannyBurke5. All right, Danny, let's talk about big picture, right, here throughout the season. Give me a player that you are really high on coming into the 2025 season. It could be MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. Who's a player that you really like this upcoming year?
Yeah, this kind of, you know, this works out nicely for what we're going to be talking about today. So a guy that I took a flyer on, and not necessarily to say that, like, I'm absolutely enamored with this player, but based on the price that was being dealt, I think it's someone to keep an eye on. And that's Dylan Cease, who's going to be taking the bump today for the San Diego Padres. And he still may be available, but at least like a couple days ago when I double checked, he was still 25-1 for NL Cy Young. Now, again, it's not me saying he's without a doubt going to be the best pitcher in the National League, but if you're looking at it from a pure price standpoint, if he lives up to the hype that we've seen him pretty much every single year in his career and what his metrics and underlying metrics have displayed from last season with the Padres and prior to that, then once we get into May and certainly at the beginning of June, I would be shocked if he's still available at 25-1, barring an injury, or if he's just absolutely getting pummeled. Now, there's a chance of him struggling a little bit because you're in a tough division, certainly, but he didn't come out as a day one starter, so maybe a little bit less pressure on him. And we know the tools that he has available. And if he can find success against those tougher teams in a difficult division, then that's going to prop him up even more so. So again, his numbers were great last year. He just needs to get some more wins under his belt. And I think he'll be a top name in the conversation of NL Cy Young. So based on the price, PJ, I am high on Dylan Cease coming into this year.
I like it. All right, so you like Cease as a player to keep an eye on. What about a team, Danny? Who's a team that we should keep an eye on that that you like a lot heading into this year?
Yeah, not really straying away from more of the favorites too much here, but I think a tad bit of neglect is being, you know, attributed to the Philadelphia Phillies. And a lot of that has to do with, one, the Braves just still being the Braves and, you know, being the short shot heading into this year. But they really didn't do that much during the offseason to warrant a bet at such a short price. And then the Mets made a lot of noise with their big splash in Juan Soto, but the Mets still lack some offensive depth and certainly lack some depth when it comes to that starting rotation, which I think is going to be a major concern for this group throughout the entirety of the season unless they add to that portfolio throughout the course of the year. But until they do that, the Phillies arguably have one of the best pitching rotations in baseball still. Yes, obviously, you have the Dodgers who are fantastic. The Diamondbacks are getting better. The Mariners are good. Twins are good. But the Phillies are right there with their starting crew, and they have pretty much the identical offensive rotation that they've had the past couple of years that's been very competitive. But this is the year they have to put it together. A couple of guys on that contract year. So this is a spot where they really got to take advantage. And if you could have got, which again, you still may be able to, 2-1 or better for them to win the NL East, I think is a great look. Now, maybe you'll get a better price throughout the midst of the season. But man, if they start out hot and get on a roll, then you would have missed the boat. So if you're getting 2-1 or better, I think it's a great look at a Philadelphia team that's being a little bit overlooked just because of what the Mets did and because of who we're accustomed the Braves to being. So really high on the Phillies this season, PJ.
Yeah, right now, Danny, at BetMGM, Philadelphia is still 2-1 to win the NL East if you like them to take care of business in that division. Dan, before we let you go, let's talk about today's card. What are some of your favorite bets that you have and any underdogs that you think have a shot at winning outright today?
Yeah, I'll rifle through some of these. So I already alluded to it kind of, but Dylan Cease high on him. So, hey, I'm going to be high on him in his first start. -125 at BetMGM actually is what I saw. That was the best price in the market. So, again, I don't try to lay too many favorites this early, but I do like the matchup here with a Braves team that, again, I think is either going to kind of plateau or fall off a little bit. Like the pitching advantage here with the Padres, with Cease and their offense in general, even though they lost a couple of pieces, think they play with a chip on their shoulder to begin the year. Mitch Keller under 5.5 total strikeouts. I think that's a little bit high for someone who's not really traditionally a high K rate type of pitcher. 4.25 ERA last year. Expected ERA was even higher. So some of his metrics were showing concern. I think the Marlins not as bad as people are implying them to be, especially with their K rate against righties from last season. Hopefully that can cross over to this year again. Don't want to take it too much into account, but I think the 5 and the hook's a little bit bullish on Keller. And for an underdog, I'm kind of looking at the Mets here. Again, I was, poo-pooing them from an overall landscape, but in this spot against the Astros, McGill's got some decent numbers. Brown's got good numbers. Don't get me wrong, but man, we talk about volatility as a theme here. He is a pitcher that displays that, and I think that could definitely come to fruition in the early stages of this season, liable to giving up the long ball. So the Mets could easily come alive here at that plus price. That would be an underdog. Not too far of an outreach because they're more of on the shorter side of an underdog, but I think the Mets would be a team to look at for some plus money today.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Mets looking to bounce back after dropping Juan Soto's debut yesterday in Houston. He's Danny Burke joining us here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at DannyBurke5, betting in DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper. Danny, always great having you on the show, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds like a plan. Take care, PJ.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. From baseball to basketball, a little Sweet 16 talk. Did pretty good yesterday on our PJ Pick 5 winning day. We'll give out 5 more picks in today's Friday card. And yesterday, our favorite play was a first half total, the over in BYU-Bama, which hit with ease. Today, we're going back to the well with another first half total. We're going under 67.5 in the first half between Tennessee and Kentucky. So this is the third meeting between these two teams this season. The first two matchups had the same score heading into halftime, 33-26, which you do the math, and that's only 59 points. So low scoring, we get 67.5 tonight. And why I like this first half under a ton is because these games that are being played in Indianapolis, this game, Tennessee-Kentucky, and then Purdue and Houston later on in the nightcap, these two games are at the football stadium. They're at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis. They're not being played at Gainbridge where the Pacers play. So again, you're talking about teams that are playing in a different kind of environment. The sight lines, the shooting's going to be off. And these are two teams that want to shoot jump shots. Houston, obviously, one of the best defensive teams in the country. And Tennessee is one of the best defensive teams in the country as well. So I think both of these games, first half unders, could be really good looks. Tennessee and Kentucky are also two teams that rely heavily on the jump shot. So I kind of love unders in both of these games tonight, but especially in Tennessee and Kentucky, I think first half under 67.5 is a very good look. Again, both meetings between these two teams, 33-26 at halftime, a lot of familiarity. We'll go first half under. Michigan and Auburn is going to be the second play that I like on the card tonight. I just think this Michigan team, they just got something going on right now. They got good vibes. I think they're trending up while Auburn is trending down here at the moment. I know this Michigan team, myself included, and a lot of people thought they were frauds heading into the tournament. You know, they won the Big Ten tournament. We didn't think anything of it. We'll say, okay, once they get to the big dance, they'll get exposed. They had that matchup against UCSD. Everybody thought they would lose that game. They survive. Then they play Texas A&M. They come back to win that game. And now here they get Auburn, right? Getting all these points at 8.5. Vlad Golden going up against Jahni Broome. That is not a good matchup for Jahni Broome going up against the 7-footer. So Pettiford, Baker Mazzara, Denver Jones, these guards for Auburn, Miles Kelly, are going to have to knock down shots if Auburn's going to want to win this game and cover the spread. But again, the longer that this game stays close, that's advantage Michigan. And you think about how Auburn has played so far in the tournament, kind of messed around with Alabama State in the first half. They were trailing Creighton in the first half as well. Kind of think Auburn gets off to another slow start and getting 8.5 points. And with the Michigan team that it feels like every game they play comes down to the wire, give me Michigan plus 8.5 against Auburn. I'll also take Ole Miss plus 3.5 against Michigan State as well. Great coaching matchup. Chris Beard going up against Tom Izzo. If you watch this show, you know I have been anti-Michigan State this whole season. Obviously, they have a Hall of Fame coach, one of the best to ever do it in Tom Izzo. They got a great defensive team. They're a great rebounding team as well, but they cannot shoot. And they've gotten an advantageous draw so far, playing a 15 seed, then playing a team out of the Mountain West. Now you get an SEC team, and it looks like the SEC is as good as advertised. We already got two teams going to the Elite Eight in Florida and Bama. We nearly had a third last night in Arkansas. We're guaranteed a fourth with Kentucky and Tennessee. Ole Miss is really good, and I think plus 3.5, getting them over the full possession, I think they win this game outright. I finally think Michigan State's going up against a team where they're going to have to knock down shots if they want to advance. I'll bet against that because they have shown us consistently throughout the year they do not do that at a high rate. They shoot the ball just below 30% from three on the year, so give me Ole Miss plus 3.5 against Sparty. Purdue team total under at 62.5 points. Again, goes back to the Kentucky-Tennessee game, right? They're playing in a football stadium. The sight lines are a little bit different. You're going up against one of the elite defenses in all of college basketball. Now, Fletcher Loyer and Braden Smith have been together. This is their third year. These guys at time, though, have really struggled against pressure. Makes them extremely uncomfortable, like a lot of people and a lot of teams when they play against Houston, but especially these Purdue guards. And again, the strength of their team is Trey Kaufman-Wren and the inside-out game when he's cooking inside and then he kicks it out to the shooters that Matt Painter and Purdue have on the perimeter. Can't really do that against Houston because of how physical and how good their bigs are defensively. So I think this is a tough matchup for Purdue. I think they're going to struggle to score points. I'll go under 62.5 for Purdue team total under. And then finally, player prop, give me Tahad Pettiford, 15 or more points against Michigan at plus 180. Also, his point prop is 12.5 tonight if you want to take that as well. So go over 12.5, but also look at some plus 180 for him to score 15 or more points. Pettiford's the guy. I know Broome's their best player. I know he might win National Player of the Year, but March Madness is all about guard play. And the deeper you go, the better you're going to need your guards to play, right? And if Auburn wants to win this game, and especially if they want to cover the spread, Pettiford's got to be the dude. So I like over 12.5 points for him tonight. Again, with Vlad Golden, Danny Wolf on Caldwell and Broome, it might be tough for Auburn to get some points inside. I think Auburn's going to have to hit some outside shots tonight. We'll go Pettiford over 12.5 points and look at that plus 180 for him to score 15 or more. All right, let's talk about these Elite Eight games that we have coming up tomorrow. Couple of good ones. We will start with Florida and Texas Tech. The Gators favored by 6.5. The total is 156.5. I like the under in this game. I think it's too many points. Texas Tech, it looks like, is going to be without Chance McMillan probably the rest of the tournament. You know, he's like the Cam Rising at this point, where every week or every game we're like, is he going to play? Maybe he's going to play. I'm just expecting him not to play again this season. And that's a big deal for Texas Tech because he's their best three-point shooter, and they were lucky that they got past Arkansas last night because they really needed his shooting in that game. The strength of their team is down low with Darion Williams and JT Toppin. Problem is, Florida has so many good bigs that they can rotate in, man, with Hauk and Condon and Chinyelu and Holdgarden. They just got all these dudes down low. I think it's a bad matchup for Texas Tech. I think they're going to struggle to score the ball, so I like the under in the game. And if I had to bet it, I'd probably lay it with 6.5 against Florida, with Florida as well. So I would take the Gators, and I would take the under. Player prop that I would look at is JT Toppin under 20.5 points. I think that's too much. Again, without McMillan, they're going to need him and Williams to carry a majority of the scoring. He's the Big 12 player of the year. He's an awesome player. Bad matchup, though, going against all those great bigs that Florida has. All right, let's talk Duke and Alabama. This Elite Eight game is going to be really interesting. Duke's 7.5-point favorite, and the total is 174.5. I had to laugh because last night when this line opened, the total was 161.5, and now here we are, and it's all the way up to 174.5. I think a lot of people saw, obviously, Bama and Duke play offense last night, especially Bama, and hitting all those threes, and they said, yeah, 161, I'm going to just continue to bet the over. Duke is now a 7.5-point favorite, which I think is a fair price. Couple plays that I like in this game, which are kind of all correlated just a little bit with one another. So I like Bama in the first half at +3.5. Whenever Bama goes up against these elite teams, they tend to always play well. Like, I don't think Bama is going to play bad tomorrow against Duke. I think if Duke is going to advance, Duke's going to have to outplay him, and they're going to need to play well. I think Bama's going to show up, especially in the first half. You think about last year against UConn in the Final Four. They only trailed by 4 in that game. You think about both matchups against Florida this season. They were beating them in Tuscaloosa. They were losing to them by a couple points at halftime in the SEC tournament. Like, when they've gone up against elite teams, one seeds, right? Auburn, Florida, UConn from last year. They're normally high-scoring games in the first half, and Bama normally keeps it close. They normally play really well. And here's the thing about Nate Oates. He's 5-0 in his career in Tuscaloosa in the round of 32 and also in the Elite Eight. He's 4-0 in the round of 32 and 1-0 in the Elite Eight. I think the reason for that is because how difficult Bama is to prepare for. So when they have a short turnaround, it's really tough for these teams to get a scouting report and get these teams ready to get acclimated and adjusted to the speed and the shooting that they're going to face when they only have, you know, 40 hours to prepare or whatever it is. So I think Bama plays well in the first 20 minutes. I think they might actually be winning at halftime of this game. So I like them +3.5 in the first half. And then I think in the second half, Duke just kind of wears them down, like Florida has done in both games this season, like UConn did last year in the Final Four. Bama's a good team, but when they go up against a team that's just better than they are, even when they shoot the ball well, they can't beat those teams. So I would bet Bama first half +3.5. Then I think you'll get a good live number on Duke if you want to bet them. I also think they're a good money line parlay piece as well if you want to lay the -300 with Duke. And I would look at their team total over at 90.5 points as well. I think Duke's going to have a difficult time, or Bama's going to have a difficult time stopping Duke in this game. And then a player prop, LeBaron Filon, over 9.5 points. He has not scored double digits yet in any of the tournament games, but when they go up against elite competition, that's usually when Filon plays his best. So I like over 9.5 points for Filon as well. All right, real quick, let's dive into the MLB card that we have coming up today. Rockies and Rays get their seasons underway. Total of 8 in that game. Rays -220, Rockies +180. Ryan Pepwa's on the mound, and I like the Rays at on the run line at +100. I think they take care of business. Orioles and Blue Jays, Kevin Gausman against Charlie Morton. I'd go right back to the over in that game. I think it's going to be another high-scoring game. The ball was flying out of Toronto yesterday. I think we get some more runs. Pirates and Marlins, Mitch Keller and the Pirates, I think they bounce back. They had that game yesterday against Miami before they blew it. I like the Pirates to bounce back. Red Sox and Rangers, if we're continuing to get the Rangers at +100 as home dogs, I'm going to continue to bet Texas, so give me Texas today. I'll go with the Astros at home with Hunter Brown on the mound, -125. Give me Houston. Braves and Padres, great pitching matchup with Cease and Ronaldo Lopez. We had Danny talk about Cease. He likes him for Cy Young. He was awesome during spring training. I like under 7 in that game. Cubs, Diamondbacks, going to be a pass for me. Athletics, I'd come right back with them and bet them on the money line tonight against Seattle. And then Tigers and Dodgers, I like the over 7 in that matchup. Jack Flaherty on the mound for Detroit going up against Yamamoto. Keep in mind, Flaherty was on the Dodgers last season, so I think the scouting report, obviously knowing him, being in the clubhouse last year, is going to help the Dodgers. So I like over 7 runs in that Dodgers and Tigers game. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. The madness is heating up, and so are your winnings. Whether you're looking in your bet, locking in your bet before tip-off, or making a move in the middle of the action, we got the boost you need. Use your March Match up Odd Boost Token for a bigger payout on your pregame wager, or take the excitement to the next level with a live Odds Boost Token for even more rewards on your live bets. More action, bigger payouts. It's all happening now. Bet big and your boost winnings today, all brought to you by the Sportsbook born in Vegas, BetMGM. All right, let's go now to the Glasser guest line once again. Check in with our guy, Shane Jackson, who joins us every Friday, web content writer for BetMGM. Give Shane a follow on X at by Shane Jackson. Shane, want to talk some hoops with you, want to talk some baseball as well. Let's start with some baseball. We had opening day yesterday. Any big takeaways from you for the first day of Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be an opening day if we didn't at least allow the day to confirm some preseason priors. So let's start with the team that everyone wants to talk about, which is the Chicago White Sox, starting off with an 8-1 win over the Angels. I thought Sean Burke looked pretty good, 6 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts. The Angels did pitch a position player, and they pitched a guy who hadn't pitched in the minors before. And so maybe we can take that result with a grain of salt, but I do think it confirms the prior that I had, which is the White Sox might not be the worst team in Major League Baseball this year. Somehow I think they're going to have a better record despite fielding maybe a worse team this year. That's just how baseball tends to work. And so I think where this is actionable is that you can get, you know, fade them in the worst record market at BetMGM. I like the Marlins personally, but I know people do like the Rockies as well in that regard. This is a market that I bet the White Sox last year at 5-1 when the A's were huge favorites. I just think generally if they're going to perform a little bit better, that's where you can get action from maybe the White Sox being a little bit better rather than going to their win total. And then, yeah, Emmanuel Clase blowing another save yesterday after the postseason that he had. He's had 4 straight seasons where he's pitched 71-plus games. Relievers don't last that long and are that elite for that long. I think that's something to keep in mind given how well the Guardians' bullpen has been of late.
Yeah, it's a fair point on Clase there. Is that, like you said, he blew another one. Shane, what do you like on today's MLB card? Obviously not as big as the one we had yesterday, but what are some bets that you like?
Yeah, I know you mentioned that you like the Athletics, but I actually like the Mariners, at least the F5 money line. I think Luis Castillo, he pitches way better at home. He has a 3.15 ERA at home last year compared to 4.25. And then Jeffrey Springs going for the A's in the other matchup there. I'm not sure what we're going to get from him. His velocity was down coming back from Tommy John surgery last year. We'll see what his velocity is this year. But I think the Mariners have the matchup, especially in the first 5 innings. It's not necessarily a full game line I want to touch because Mason Miller didn't go last night, so the A's will have a rested bullpen. And then I also like the over in Dodgers-Tigers, over 7 runs for that game. It's the same total as last night's game. I took -120, would play at -125 or better. I just think the Dodgers, you know, coming off a 5-4 win, they're going to get to their old pal Jack Flaherty in this one. And I think I like the Tigers' chances of getting a few runs against Yamamoto in his first home start after doing the Tokyo series. We saw how that kind of transition affected Justin Steele last night against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I like that over tonight as well. Shane, over to the NBA. Anything that you like tonight, betting-wise, on the NBA card?
Yeah, this is probably generally the time that I try to check out a little bit on the NBA regular season betting front and focus more on baseball, at least until the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So nothing tonight on the card, but I am fascinated by tomorrow night's matchup between the Lakers and Grizzlies. Right now, this is the 4-5 matchup, so it could be a potential first-round preview, or it could be maybe the loser has like an outside shot of falling to the play-in tournament, just given where they're at right now. I mean, Clippers and Warriors are 2.5 games back. The Wolves are 3 back. I know there's not a lot of time left, but the way the Lakers have been playing and the Grizzlies have been playing, I think there is downside potential for both teams, especially if one of them loses. I would lean the Grizzlies in this matchup first thing without seeing the lines. But I think, you know, depending on what the odds are, I'd be interested in maybe those play-in tournament odds sometime tomorrow over the weekend after this result. Right now, the Grizzlies are 4-1 to make the play-in tournament. I just think it's more live than that.
Well, and they obviously just fired their coach about 30 minutes ago, Shane, getting rid of Taylor Jenkins. Were you surprised by that, the Grizzlies decided to let him go?
Yeah, definitely surprised. He's a coach of the year candidate a couple years ago. I'm completely surprised by that regard. Obviously, they feel like they needed to make a change heading into the postseason, but it seems like a weird timing for that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Shane Jackson joining us here on Send It In. Give Shane a follow on X at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Always appreciate his insight. Shane, appreciate you joining us, man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's wrap the show with PJ's plays. B-Mills, as always, appreciate your questions in the chat. Big card today. You got in the MLB, the Rays first five, team total over 2.5, fade Freeland. Love that. You got Red Sox first five, money line. Also, I think that's fine. I do like Texas to win the game, but again, Red Sox certainly could have got off to a good start. Ole Miss 3.5, you know I'm on that. And you pulled the trigger with Kentucky plus 4.5. Didn't bet that game. If I had to make the play, though, I would lean with the Cats. And then you got a teaser with Auburn 2.5 and Houston 2.5 at minus 120. I like the Houston teaser. I don't know, B-Mills. I'd just be nervous of Auburn. They certainly could cover that. It could cover the 8.5. Something about this Michigan team, if it were me, I would stay off of that personally. But the Houston as 2.5 teaser, I think that's a great look in their game against Purdue. As for my favorite plays for the day, going streaking, how about Adley Rutschman with a couple of homers yesterday? We'll go with another left-hander today, even though Adley's a switch hitter. We'll go with the left-hander and Freddie Freeman against Jack Flaherty. Freddie Freeman in his career, 7-for-19 against Flaherty. And again, the fact that Jack was with the Dodgers last year, I think that certainly helps the Dodgers in their scouting report tonight, going up against the Detroit Tigers. Give me Freddie Freeman in going streaking. Tahad Pettiford, 15 or more points at plus 180 is going to be our prop lock. If you just want to take over 12.5 points, I think that's cool too. But if you want to get a little adventurous, plus 180, 15 or more points for Pettiford. Dog of the day, give me Michigan plus 8.5 against Auburn. Maybe some sprinkles, some money line too. I think a one seed could be in trouble potentially tonight, and I don't think it's going to be Houston. Auburn would be the one that would worry me. And then my best bet, Tennessee, Kentucky, first half under 67.5. Both meetings between these two teams this year, 33-26 at halftime, and now they got to play in a football stadium today. Give me the first half under in that one. Thanks again to Danny Burke, Shane Jackson for joining us on the show today. Have an awesome weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.